ABC Radio Australia.
As the dust settles on Solomon Islands' decision to ditch ties with Taiwan in favour of China, there's been further speculation on how the move may impact the country. Now, while the largest donor partner, Australia, has said that the decision will not affect its bilateral relationship, there certainly have been threats of sanctions by the United States. A Solomon Islands Central Bank report that was produced for the Sogavare government and leaked before it announced its diplomatic choice this week, that report had warned that the US retaliation could be catastrophic for the Solomon Islands economy. Meanwhile, as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, analysts are also pointing to the risks associated with Chinese loans.
China coerced the Solomon Islands to make this decision before the communist government's 70th anniversary on October 1.
Strong words from U.S. Congresswoman Ann Wagner, speaking before a House of Representatives committee in Washington. She questioned Gloria Steele from the U.S. Agency of International Development on whether Solomon Islands will be punished for their change in diplomatic relations from Taiwan to China.
Will any funding be directed to the Solomon Islands, which has just undermined U.S. strategic interests in the Indo-Pacific?
We are reassessing our assistance to the Solomon Islands at this point.
There's no need for that overreaction.
That's Solomon Islands opposition leader Matthew Wale, and he sees the change in diplomatic ties as a call for greater Pacific engagement by global leaders.
I don't myself support the decision, but the decision has been made. We've got to mitigate the risks that come with it and work from there. And my counsel would be to Australia, New Zealand, Japan, UK, and America especially, is to work to mitigate, is to engage, not to disengage, not to step back.
Solomon Islands Central Bank forewarned the Sogavare government of the economic risk in cutting ties with Taiwan. In a leaked assessment report produced for the Prime Minister's office before the announcement, the bank said a switch from Taiwan to China would risk punitive action from Washington, action that would be catastrophic for Solomon Islands' economy. The report goes on to say that the United States could cripple the country if it opted to target its foreign reserves. But Nilesh Gounder, a senior lecturer in economics at the University of the South Pacific, believes such an outcome is unlikely.
It's not very clear what the U.S. has meant by sanctions, because these days sanctions are not really fashionable. If U.S. means trade sanctions, then that can have an impact on foreign reserves through a decline in exports to U.S. But I don't see that as a possibility, because I don't really see how U.S. would sanction Solomon Islands in trade or investment.
And Mr. Gounder says the economic benefit offered by China may cushion Solomon Islands from the threat of U.S. sanctions. Some $500 million U.S. dollars has reportedly been promised in financial aid by Beijing, far surpassing the financial support offered Solomon Islands by Taiwan. But Mr. Gounder says there's concern that the aid may be offered as loans and that the country risks getting stuck in a debt trap.
There are countries which could fall into a debt trap in Pacific. And I think these countries include currently Tonga, Samoa and Vanuatu. I don't see Solomon Islands in the same league for now. However, and having said that, if there are any funding arrangements for this switch, and if that funding arrangement consists of loans, then I would see Solomon Islands in a difficult position in terms of debt repayments.
Taiwan's Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister, Dr. Su Hsien-Hsu, has also raised concerns over loan repayments.
I heard that Chinese government would like to provide $500 million U.S. dollars for your infrastructure project. How is Solomon Islands going to pay for that debt?
But while Solomon Islands may have turned their back on Taiwan, Palau's leader Tommy Remangasau Jr. has reiterated his country's commitment to the state.
I think we've been very straight from day one in Palau's position on this, and that is we are friends with Taiwan because of principles, of values, of our similar aspirations for peace and democracy and freedom. And those are very important values for Palauan people. So if we had a choice, we would be friends with Taiwan and China. It was not our intention to divide friends.
And Palau's President Remangasau's comments come as the Parliament of Marshall Islands unanimously adopts a three-page resolution recognizing and celebrating more than 20 years of ties between Majuro and Taipei.